Blackstone Audio presents The Possibility Dogs, what a handful of unadoptables taught me about service, hope, and healing. Written by Susanna Charlson, narrated by Susanna Charlson. For assistance dog Logan, beautiful golden gone far too soon, and for Susan and John Morris, who cherish her still. Chapter 1. If he chooses to remember, what he remembers first is the taste of grit in eggs. Cold scrambled eggs on a blue plate with a half-moon chip along the edge. He had the eggs sometime that morning, he's pretty sure, probably with toast, probably with coffee, though it's only the eggs and the plate he can still get hold of. He makes parentheses with his hands. The battered plate and the rubbery eggs gritted with sand, leftover sand from a goddamn sandstorm that had blown hard the day before, rusting the sky and coating everything and everyone with a layer of red grime. It was the kind of sandstorm that would make you think the world was ending, but it wasn't. Next day, the sun came up like any other, only you could write "wash me" on every surface of the house and eat dirty eggs for breakfast. If he chooses to remember, he repeats, that's what he gets. Everything else is flash and bang. Bob knows mostly what other firefighters have told him. There was a fire that afternoon, a vacant two-story building almost 100 years old, for the record sitting empty, but broken windows, bedrolls, and graffiti inside said vagrants had been living there a while. A convenience store across the street smelled something before there was anything to see, and then there was a haze of smoke and a lick of flame, and that old building went right up. The clerk made the call. The fire department was there fast, trucking in water to this non-supplied area. But the fire blazed upward 2 beats ahead of them, smoke rolling from the windows, distorted walls bulging and bowing from the pressure, the gush of water pink where it met yesterday's sand. The whole building was involved, and containing the fire was the issue, there being a row of other derelict buildings on the block. Some houses nearby, too, with families in them, equally old and primed like kindling. The firefighters were on it, and on it, and on it some more, putting out the fire only to have it spring up again in some far corner. A company from a nearby town also responded. After a couple of hours, it was over. The building 3/4 gone, soggy and smoldering. Some of the men had tried to serve.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?